Up next, What's Up with South Florida, our regular segment where we invite listeners to tell us what they find confusing or unusual about South Florida. We took a poll so you could decide what we should investigate.
Hi there. I'm Trenton Daniel from Miami, and I was wondering, what's up with the Miami Beach exit on I-95? You know, the one that directs you onto I-195 but just takes you back onto I-95.
Under the Sun's Tristram Corton found out.
The bridge to nowhere. To solve the mystery, I took a ride with Alice Bravo. She's a district director for the Florida Department of Transportation.
So, Alice. Can I call you Alice?
Sure.
Okay. I'm driving north on 95. I see this exit from Miami Beach. I think, great, that's where I want to go. I get on this exit, I go up in the air, I come back down, I'm back on 95. That's not my exit for Miami Beach.
The actual exit is not for another half mile. What's up with that?
Well, basically, that means that the operational improvement that was built in the 90s was actually quite effective.
She's an engineer. She can't help but use terms like operational improvement and facility infrastructure. To understand it better, Alice and I drove the ramp.
So we're going on the flyover, and we can see down below very congested two-lane ramp. So we just probably crossed over at least a 3,000 vehicle per hour movement. But now we're back on the I-95 main line, and we're to the right of all those folks.
At this spot on I-95, three different arteries merge. From the east, the MacArthur Causeway. From the west, the Dolphin Expressway. And the exit for Biscayne Boulevard. When some cars want to move to the right while other cars want to move to the left, engineers call that weaving. It's especially bad at rush hour.
So if you can imagine, you have 5,000 to 6,000 vehicles per hour weaving to the left with probably 2,000 vehicles per hour that are weaving to the right to exit to Miami Beach. That's a huge conflict point.
That conflict can lead to accidents. So the state built a bridge lifting one strand of traffic up over the others. Engineers call that braiding. So this isn't the bridge to nowhere. It's the I-95 braided connector ramp. It was completed in 1994. It cost $17 million.
Do you think it matters that people call it the bridge to nowhere?
I think it does. What this shows is that the public outreach never ends. Years after an improvement's built, you still have to let people know it was a benefit that those funds were spent.
It's the sign that's confusing, but it's there to help you avoid all that traffic and get to the beach. For Under the Sun, I'm Tristram Corton.